Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I'll never forget, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. While you're standing, John 12:31-33. John 12:31-33. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. I want to talk about kingdom revolt this morning and casting out of Prince Charming. But before we do, let's sing that little bit more. Just you and I'll be fine. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget just what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how did you bring me out? How you brought me out? Bless you. You may be seated. I never forget. I was young when I got the Holy Ghost. Some of you were older. But do you remember how he brought you out? You remember the trouble you was in? He brought trouble your way to bring you out of trouble. You know, and you don't ever think there's not a lot of power in these words. Let my people go. I mean, that's all he said. God said, let my people go. I dare in a gospel way or a godly way to tell you God that about your lost children. Tell God. God said, devil, let my son go. God said, let my daughter go. Now, it's in God's hands. You shouldn't try to pray them out. God took over after that. As soon as they said, let my people go, he was in charge. He was in charge of how he let them go. And guess what? The children of Israel suffered many things. But they were released. Eventually, they were released. Remember how you came out? Yeah, you suffered some things. You want your children, your grandchildren, whether it be your mate, your dad, your mom, we want them out of the hands of Satan? Pray, God, tell Satan, let my people go. Let my people go. And then let God do all the signs, all the wonders, all the miracles, all the things, all the distresses, all the pressure, everything that it takes to let them go. Hallelujah. Kingdom revolt. Kingdom revolt. I read this scripture the other night when I was teaching, and I came back to it. It's like, kind of like a continuation. A lot of my sermons are that way. They just kind of flow. Jesus is saying that judgment has now come to the world and the prince of the world will be cast out. And if I be lifted up, then I will be the one drawing men unto me. And so Jesus is talking about changing the drawing power from one prince to another prince. It's the battle of the princes. Right, the prince of the air against the prince of life. Prince means chief, the principal thing. And you might recall from your nursery rhymes, let's see if you can remember, there was a guy named Prince, come on, Charming. Yeah, Prince Charming. Now, he married three different fairy tale characters. Who were they, everybody? Come on. Ding, ding, do, 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 do. Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty. That's right. Married all three of them. Now, that in that fairy tale, you read at the end, and they lived happily ever after. But there came later, what you didn't, I hope, read, was a comic called Fairy Tale Comics. And the fairy tale comics, they all ended up in divorce. Because he said, I only loved them until I got them. And he said, I never was into that forever thing anyway. They've been, you see, this is the world and the society that we live in. And I like riding off to the sunset and happy forever after. But we find in our lesson this morning a Prince Charming who is called Lucifer. Prince means leader, chief among others. Lucifer was the chief musician in heaven, and he's the chief angel of hell. Lucifer was cast out of heaven, and he drew. The Bible says he drew. He did not make, he drew them. He drew them with power. He drew one third of the angels, or stars, they were called, out of heaven. Let's read just a Bible lesson this morning, Revelations 12:3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail, not his mouth, not his bite, not his paws, but his tail, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them where? To the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Of course, we know that was the case with Christ being born. And there was war in heaven. Michael, he's the prince warrior. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither were there found place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. Thank the Lord. He was cast out from heaven. That old serpent, sneaky snake, called the devil. And he's called Satan. And he's called Lucifer. And he's called the prince of the world. And he's called the prince of the air. And he's called the son of perdition. But he's still just one, like our Jesus Christ, our Father and our Lord and Savior, and he's just one too. Which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. A third of those angels, those stars, fell. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is salvation, or now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now is come the kingdom of our God and the power. What kingdom is he talking about? For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. Don't think Satan's not going, see, he has the Holy Ghost, he failed, she failed, she didn't make it, see, he's got evil thoughts, he failed. And he's letting God know, when he came up before Satan came up before the Lord in the time of Job, he said, where have you been? Well, I've been walking to and fro of the earth. And he said, you know what he's doing? Accusing the brethren. He said, well, have you considered my servant Job? Can you find fault in him? He said, yeah, I can. I'll get him to curse you. See, that's his job, is to find fault. You know anybody that always wants to find fault in you? Come on. Always find. Well, they're Lucifer. They're Satan. They're all these. They're antagonists. They're always finding fault. Well, the word Satan means antagonistic. They don't ever build you up. They always just tear you down. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and they're going to set up a kingdom, and they won by the blood of the Lamb. Wow. And the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. So there was a revolt in the kingdom of heaven. And Satan was cast out into the earth, and he drew one third of the angels. Satan, my friend, has drawing power. Don't think that he has drawing power. What he shows you on the billboards with the beer signs or whatever, he's drawing you. And you never see anybody in a hospital bed taking their last breath. He doesn't show you that. He shows you what draws you to these things without showing you the venom and the poison that will follow. And once he was cast out into the world, the Prince Charming, I want to talk about, call that serpent, began to mesmerize Eve inside the Garden of Eden by telling her he was the most subtle beast, right? That old serpent. He was the most conniving, mesmerizing type of animal. And he began to mesmerize and charm Eve. Charm means to draw with enticing words or music or anything. And he began to say, did God not say that? Yeah, that's what he said. But look how pretty this is. Look how delicious this would be. It, you know, when you eat this, it gives you knowledge. It gives you wisdom. And you're going to be like, he was charming her. Prince Charming was charming her. Instead of her charming him as the snake, the snake was charming her. And he has this drawing power to encourage men to join him for a moment of pleasure and an eternity in hell. Even when Jesus went up upon the mountain, he said, in a moment of time, you can lose your soul in one moment. Did you know that? One moment. In a moment of time, he said, cast down yourself. And the angels would be, turn these stones into bread. In a moment's time, he could have said yes. But rather, he said, it is written. Satan has this drawing power. And Christ was glorified. And I want you to understand, this is just teaching this morning. Christ was glorified in heaven before he was glorified on earth. Yeah, Jesus Christ was glorified in heaven before he was ever glorified on earth. And the glory that he received in heaven was also the casting out of Satan in heaven. That's right. Because he was the lamb slain before Lucifer ever revolted. He was the lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. So we understand that everything was made by him and for him, and nothing was made that is made except it was made through him, speaking of Christ. So he was already there, and God already had a plan before Lucifer said, I'm going to ascend above the Most High, and I'm going to be. So Christ was glorified even by the casting out of Satan in heaven, because he already had the power to overcome him. He was the lamb slain before the earth was ever founded. So before Satan got here, God already had a plan. And so now Satan becomes, when he was cast out, he becomes the prince of this world. He was the leader of this world to get men to do evil so that men were continually wicked. And you look at the days of Noah, he said, I will destroy upon all the face of the earth, all of men, for their thoughts are evil continually. They can't even think anything but evil. And it repented God, the Bible said, that he had made the earth and made man. It grieved him because now the prince of the air was influencing, charming men to join him in hell. So Christ would come from heaven and he would come to earth in the form of the Son of Man. And he would be glorified in earth as he was in heaven by the casting out of Satan on earth as he did in heaven. So this would be his second glorification as Christ, not his first. So when we read John chapter 12 and 23, this will help you understand. And Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verse 28, Father, glorify thy name. See, the name was never given in heaven. It was only given among men and preached of. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. I'm going to glorify it again by your death. And the people thereby that stood by, they heard it, said it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. I'm fixing to be glorified. I'm fixing to cast the prince out. Now shall the prince of the world be cast out. And here is how I will do it. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth. Oh, it's important to understand this. If you will suspend me between heaven and earth, put me in the atmosphere, if you'll lift me up from the earth, then I will draw all men. I'll become the new prince. Hallelujah. I'm going to kick out the old prince, and I'm going to have more drawing power than the old prince, and I will draw not some men, but I will draw all men unto me. This signifying the death that he would die. He died above the earth and below the heaven, suspended on a pole, if you will, as Moses had lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. So if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. What was on that pole? A beaten serpent. What was on this pole? A beaten Christ. And I will save, I will have more drawing power than the serpent. As Moses lifted that up and people were drawn to it because they had been bitten by the snake, I will draw all men unto me that have been bitten by the snake as well. And I will draw them away from the prince of this air. I will be the prince of life and he is the prince of death. Oh, thank God. I got a Thanksgiving message today. Thank God that God took my place in the form of a son of man and hung on a cross to draw me into his kingdom. My, my, my. So God has this way of drawing us. Sometimes we don't like the way he pulls on us and changes us, but he doesn't use the charm that the prince of this air uses. He came with all this, oh, don't you see it's good, don't you see it's not? Oh, you're going to enjoy this. The world's going to give you, you're going to have a good time. And he says, forsake your life. If you love your life, you're going to lose it. He that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life shall save it. Take up thy cross and follow me. I mean, he didn't put any charm to it. Why? Because you got to love me. You got to love me. You say you love me, but you're not keeping my commandments. Hallelujah. I'm not in this to ride. I'm in this to work in the kingdom of God. But the rest that we're going to get, I'm glad for the song says, I found rest for my soul. I truly have here. But Lord, I'm telling you, there's some times it's like, wow, it's trying. It's troubling. But I'm after that eternal rest, hallelujah, for our souls. So the Son of Man came without the charm, without the enticement. He didn't even come as some beautiful figure. The Bible says he was despised and rejected among men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we saw him, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. And there was no beauty that we should behold him. He didn't draw a crowd by his charm. He drew it by his power so that Paul would preach a gospel message and say, I don't come with enticing words of men's wisdom, but with the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You can't charm people into this thing. I'm sorry, you can go to where they got the best choir in the world. It won't save your soul. And we have the best choir. As soon as Jesus' kingdom ministry began, he started out casting out devils. I mean, as soon as he started. No one else had, even reading the Old Testament, they weren't casting out devils. They had devils, they weren't casting them out. He reserved that for the new prince. And when the new prince got on earth,